were 300 pence and given to the poor. This, he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. So this sweet, very sweet moment was just ruined and criticized by one of Jesus' apostles, like somebody that you would not expect to be like a little bit bitter about this kind of stuff, but they were. So he definitely ruined this moment, but we see how Jesus handles it right after. So in verse 7, it says, "Then said Jesus, let her alone against the day of my burying hath she kept this. 8, for the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always." So people sometimes will criticize you for loving. People sometimes will not understand why you're showing the love the way that you're showing it. And they don't understand why you're doing it to whoever person it is. Sometimes it doesn't make sense in the eyes of the world to love the way that Jesus Christ loved, or to love the way that we love each other, okay? But we're not of this world. We are of God. And that's what Jesus said here. He didn't stop loving Judas in this moment. But he did reprove him. He did say, like, let her alone. Against the day of my burning, has she kept this? He defended her. He made sure, like, Judas knew what was up, right? He was not, and Jesus didn't love him, because when you reprove somebody, it's also out of love, okay? But he didn't love him and her and everybody around him out of ignorance. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was loving people regardless of the situation, okay? He didn't do it just to look good or to prove anything to anybody. He didn't have to. All he wanted to do was God's will. And this is something that we get to keep in mind whenever we are loving the people around us. Let's go to John 13, and in verse 1. So we can see how Jesus loved regardless of any circumstance, all right? So John 13, verse 1 through 6, it says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour has come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." Keep that in mind. "And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given them all things into his hands, that he was gone from God and he went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. 5, after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." So Jesus, even in this moment, knowing exactly what was going to happen to him, knowing who was going to do what, he still decided to love in this moment. He still decided to give it all himself and love them all right up until the end. He didn't care who did what. He didn't care about the circumstances or the feelings or the fear that he might have had or the customs. I mean, imagine just washing. I mean, back there, it was like a really bad thing, your feet. But even nowadays, like, imagine washing somebody else's stinky feet. I don't know. I don't know if I'd still do it, but, I mean, if it's love, I guess. But he loved regardless of any of that, or the smell, or what people thought about it. Or he didn't want to please anybody. He just loved them, regardless of anything. So in this same chapter, let's jump to commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I loved you, and ye also love one another. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, and that ye have love one to another. Sometimes we think that loving people is hard, that maybe forgiving them is hard, or that being around them because you may think they're annoying or not is hard. It's not. Like, we make things complicated, but it's so simple. Jesus didn't think of